Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for all of tonight's action.
And a very good Saturday afternoon to everyone listening right now along the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network at 1160 WOBM AM, 1310 AM, as well in shoresportsnetwork.com. You just heard the Monmouth football team's thrilling 26-21 victory over Robert Morris University to cap their 2012 season at 5-5. That was Matt Harmon and Greg Viscomi on the call for that exciting game in Moon Township. Well, now let's transition things back to the Garden State, because alongside Jared Weiss, I am Eddie Acapinti with Lauren Bajica back in the studios engineering this broadcast, doing a great job all day long. And you are ready now for Monmouth University basketball. Today the Hawks take to the road against Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference rival, former NEC rival, the Rider University Bronx. This is the pregame show brought to you by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. And before we get to our pregame, and before we give you some of facts and tidbits about this game, let's quickly run over the starting lineup for both teams, and we'll start with my broadcast partner giving you the lineup for the road team, the Monmouth University Hawks.
Well, Monmouth starts off with guard from Union, New Jersey, a 6-foot, 200-pound D.M. Nesbitt. He has 8 points per game. Followed alongside Jesse Steele from Milford, New Jersey, a senior, 5'8", 180, has 7 points a game. Andrew Nicholas, a hot-shooting guard. We saw that against Hofstra. He'll start in his third consecutive game, 18.5 points a game. Marcus Ware and Ed Waite on the block. Marcus Ware, 7 points. Ed Waite, 7.5 points a game, those two forwards.
And the first-year head coach of Rider is Kevin Baggett. Takes over for Tommy Dempsey, who's moved on to Binghamton, where the Hawks will see him in a couple of weeks in early December. The starting lineup for the Bronx, they go with a three-guard alignment: Jonathan Thompson, Anthony Miles, and Nuruddin Lindsay, the St. John's transfer, who's averaging over 21 points per game. Two players in the front quarter, Daniel Stewart and Junior Fortunat, and obviously the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, we should mention, his second-year head coach, King Rice, as Monmouth will come out, Jared, in their road Midnight Blues, going right to left, Ryder in their home Whites, going left to right. The quickest pregame show in basketball that we've had this season, but Monmouth and Ryder both 1-1, ready for action.
Sure, Monmouth's going to have to play their game, their fast-paced game, and break down the Ryder Bronx full court press.
We are courtside at Alumni Gym here on campus at Ryder in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Ryder wins the tip, and they'll control to begin things. Anthony Miles has it with Red Nicholas on him on the right wing. Right hand dribble, dumps it down low. This is Fortunat, strong move into the lane, spins baseline side, absorbs the contact. The shot's no good. The foul will go on Marcus Ware. The officials for this afternoon's game are Jim Bruno, Nathan Farrell, and Douglas Grant. No score, 19:38 to go, first half.
Ryder really spreads the floor. They go a four out, one in. Once the ball goes in to Fortunat, he's definitely going to put it up.
So at the line, we've got Junior Fortunat. His first free throw on the way, and no good off the back of the iron this season. Fortunat, who started all three games, now averaging 2 points, 6.5 rebounds per game. He's now 0 of 3 from the foul line this season. Second free throw on the way, also off the back of the iron. Ware pulls down the rebound, and now he'll look to push. Both of these teams want to get moving in transition up and down the court, so should be an exciting one here in Lawrenceville. This is the first of a four-game road trip for the Hawks, as Deion Nesmith is fouled out front. Blocking foul on Daniel Stewart. After this game, the Hawks will go to Atlanta for three games at Georgia State. They'll take on the host Panthers, along with South Alabama and Tennessee State. The longest road trip of the year started on Monday at Notre Dame. Now we're back in Jersey, just for a couple of hours at least.
Well, the Hawks are familiar with playing on the road, starting their first eight last year, all the way from the multi-purpose activity center.
Ed Waite, top of the key, will go left wing Nesmith. No score, we've played 40 seconds. Jesse Steele, top of the key, around a Waite screen. Right hand dribble on the wing. We'll go to the baseline. Pull up two is way short. And the rebound had come down to 4-9. Now it's Lindsay on a breakaway. One-on-one with Nicholas. Lefty layup up and in.
Lindsay will drive left all game long.
Here, Steele will try to answer. He will. Back and forth. Both point guards score to tie this game at 2. We've played 70 seconds. As quick as Lindsay scored, Jared Steele with the fast answer. Nicholas ties up Miles, but he rips it away, and actually there'll be a foul called out front now. It'll go on Ed Waite. Mammoth's second foul. 18:41 to go first half. We're all tied at 2.
Personal team's second of the half.
The aggressive style of the Hawks defense. Got to just limit the fouls. We've been foul heavy, sending the opponents to the line early in the previous two games against Hofstra and Notre Dame. Ryder, a 73% foul shooter, shooting team.
Stewart almost walked with it. He shuffled it over to Fortunat. Top of the key, Lindsay puts it on the floor into the corner. The lefty, Miles, for 3. Air ball. Ed Waite with the rebound. He gets it over to Jesse Steele. Mammoth in transition. Steele finds Nicholas. 18-footer on the baseline is short. Rebound was Lindsay and Ware. Now a loose ball foul. Looks like it'll go on Mammoth's Dion Nesmith. Actually, they're going to call the foul on Marcus Ware. So Jared Mammoth's third foul of the game. And Marcus picks up his second, and that'll get Khalil Brown up off the bench.
Little scramble under the hoop after Nicholas's miss. Unfortunately, Marcus Ware gets called with a loose ball kind of foul.
Both teams are 1-1. Mammoth defeated Hofstra opening night and then lost to number 20 Notre Dame. Ryder defeated Robert Morris at home and then lost to Stony Brook at the ESPN 24 Hours of Madness 6 a.m. game. Lindsay trapped right in front of us, flips it into the corner. This is Thompson, no relation to the slew of Thompsons that have come through Ryder, as Miles called for steps on a ball reversal. That'll give it back to MU. We're all tied at 2. We played 2 minutes.
That's going to be a little the struggle for Ryder is Lindsay and Miles. They play ahead of themselves. They catch the ball and they start moving before, and they're very turnover prone.
Get our first look off the bench at Tommy Pereira for Ryder. MU breaks the Bronx full court press. Nesmith will go all the way to the basket and lay it in.
Great play by Deion Nesmith, recognizing the transition, going up, using a strong body to kiss one off the glass.
4-2 Hawks lead, under 18 to go now, first half. Lindsay rushes it up. Flips it over to Pereira, three-point specialist. Down low, 4-0. Righty jump hook blocked by Brown, but a dunk follow by Stewart. We're all tied at 4, 2.5 gone by. Nesmith running it up court, fouled by Lindsay before he could flip that pass over to Nicholas. That foul on Ryder is their second. I'll tell you, Jared, how about Lindsay coming out of nowhere on that last possession?
Jerry, he came all the way from across the floor, left and threw one home.
Inbound to Khalil Brown. They swing it around the perimeter. It's Nesmith. Will pump it a 3 and now pull it back down. Steele's open for 3. Takes the 3. Too strong. Thompson with the rebound. 3-on-2 back the other way for the Bronx. Leads it. Flips it to Pereira. Quick pull it a 3. Too strong. Ed Waite with the rebound. He wants an outlet. He will to Red Nicholas. It's 2-on-4. Nicholas will smartly pull up. He'll hand to Nesmith. Dion will attack the basket and miss one off the back. Khalil Brown tip no good, and the rebound now to Ryder. Furious pace. Pull-up 3 for Thompson. No good. And the rebound is a loose ball foul on Junior Fortunat from the Bronx.
Red Nicholas went up, got pushed from behind as he was going for the rebound. Second team foul for Ryder.
We'll get our first look now at Zedrick Sadler, the freshman from Detroit. He'll come in for Lindsay. Both teams shuffling in and out. Both teams also full court pressure. Mammoth breaks it with 2 passes. Nicholas pull up for a 3, way short, and the rebound comes down to 4-0. Nicholas, however, takes it away right from him. On his knees, tried to pass it to Brown. Pereira intercepted it. Ryder now moving left to right. Thompson on the right wing. Down low they go to 4-0. Skip pass over to Stewart. Into the teeth of the lane. His layup is good.
Got an interesting pace. He's going to see how we go when we slow it down.
Nicholas will score in transition. We're all tied up at 6. 16:30 to go, and Kevin Baggett is going to take a timeout. That timeout will allow us to catch our breath. It's only 6-6, but Jared, this game hasn't seen, I think, one half-court set offensively yet. These teams are getting and going.
Yeah, they really want to go, and I'm surprised that Ryder isn't. They usually go into a 1-2-1-1 press after their makes to kind of slow the Hawks down, but they know the Hawks are going to come out right after a make, and they're going to push the floor.
16:30 to go in this opening half of basketball. Monmouth and Ryder all tied up at six. And we'd like to thank our friends at Barnabas Health for their continued support of Monmouth University Athletics. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you courtside at Alumni Gym. Lauren Majika back in the studios. Monmouth and Ryder all tied up at 6, 16:30 to go in this opening half of basketball. Didn't realize we were in a heavy traffic area. We're actually in the student section, which is unique.
We're the only table on this side of the floor.
We are, like our own little island over here. Ryder basketball here, as Thompson will bring it up with Steele. Into the right corner to Pereira. Double team. Steele got a foot on it. Heyman Thompson now give chase in the backcourt. Thompson has to go all the way back to get it. Tyrone O'Garrow into the game for the first time. Quick pull at a three from Sadler off the back of the iron. Steele comes away with a long rebound. Three on two. Steele. Beautiful pass to Nicholas, who can't handle it. It'll go out of bounds off of Red. And Jared, quickly to make this point, Monmouth likes to play fast, but I don't know if they've seen a team like Ryder that wants to play as fast, if not faster, than they do.
It's going to be interesting to see how Coach Rice responds to this team to see if they want to play fast, to see if they can just slow it down a little bit.
You got right. You got to score. Going fast is one thing, but if you can't put the ball in the basket, it doesn't matter. Sadler will hand for Stewart. Goes to Pereira. He'll shake free and dump it into the corner to Thompson. They go down low off the bench and into the game as Dara Ndeazume. He goes back to Thompson, who steps on the out-of-bounds line, and will turn it over. Max DeLeo and Steven Spinella will come in after this media timeout. 15:47 to go, first half. Monmouth and Ryder all tied up at six. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Hey, Hawks fans, for the latest information on all of Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. GoMUHawks.com is your one-stop source for Monmouth news, statistics, schedules, videos, and more of all of MU's 21 Division I teams. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration to the head coaches on each program and their facilities, and also the Hawk Stars, the new kids club for 8th grade and under. GoMUHawks.com, your official online home of the Blue and White.
Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you courtside at Alumni Gym. Monmouth and Ryder tied at 6, 15:47 to go, first half. This is the second of two games here on the Shore Sports Network today. The Monmouth football team ended their season with a win, 26-21 over Robert Morris, to even up their season record at 5-5. The basketball team, Jared, looking to improve one game over 500 if they're able to get this win today. And Monmouth and Ryder are old NEC rivals. They still play pretty regularly now that Ryder's been in the MAC now for a lot of years, and Monmouth still obviously in the Northeast Conference.
Yeah, this rivalry stems back from the well before when we were in high school and before that. So it's nice to see this rivalry continue.
That's fair. Both of us actually were in high school. I like how you made me sound younger there. I like that. Max DeLeo into the game for the first time. Ryder dropping into a bit of a matchup zone here. Spinella catches at the elbow. Will drive baseline. Stepped out of bounds. That'll send it back over to Ryder. There's not a lot of room around the court here at Alumni Gym, as Spinella found out there.
Yeah, Ryder likes to change up their defense as well. Primarily man-to-man, they will move into a 2-3 zone.
And now we have another turnover as Ryder gives it back to Monmouth. So that turnover for the Bronx is their fourth. Miles will check back in for Pereira. So Jared, Ryder has four turnovers and three field goals. MU two turnovers, three field goals. I like playing fast and all, but you got to score sometimes. Inbound to Spinella makes a tough catch. He'll flip it over to DeLeo. Max will drive right baseline. Now he'll skip past to Jesse Steele. Over to Spinella. Right wing three. Line drive no good. And the rebound to Stewart.
Hawks need to wear down Ryder on defense. They can get lazy.
Top of the key, Stewart swings it over. Miles will go into the corner to Sadler with DeLeo on him. 20 seconds now on the shot clock. They dump it down low. Ndiazume will kick it back out. Thompson around a screen from him. Little slip and go under the foul line. Righty jump hook. No good for Ndiazume. Rebound to Khalil Brown. Outlet pass to Steele. Nice cross court look to DeLeo. Top of the key, Khalil Brown. He'll pull for three. In and out. Batted ball. Out of bounds. They say off of Ryder. It'll be MU basketball. Back in, Nuruddin Lindsay. He'll take out Thompson. And we'll also get our first look at another Bronc. Sean Valentine will check into the game, another freshman. He'll take out Endy Azuma.
Hawks settling for threes. They're 0 for 4 on threes right now.
14:44 to go first half. Monmouth and Ryder tied at 6. Steal top of the key. Little 2-3 look from Ryder here, matching up out of it. Khalil Brown, left elbow. Skip past the steal. Pull for 3. Too short. And the rebound was batted by O'Gara, but pulled down by Stewart. Lindsay will run it up court. We'll go to Miles. Back to Lindsay. He travels.
I know the Hawks like to move fast, and they like to move the ball around, but they can't settle for shots with only 10 seconds in. They want to wear down Ryder defense. As much as we like to move fast, they just need to settle down and move quicker.
Ryder goes back to man here. Still tied at 6, about 6 minutes into this first half. An alumni gym in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Max DeLeo will go top of the key, O'Gara. Now Spinella on the left wing. Whistle down low. It'll be an offensive foul. I believe it's going to go on Khalil Brown. It will go on Brown, his fifth. I'm sorry, that's the team's fourth. Khalil's first. Lindsay, who averaged about 12 points a game last year at St. John's before coming down to Ryder, will bring it up. Spins on steel. Flips it into the corner. 3 on the way from Miles. High arcers, no good. Rebound Stewart. He loses it, and DeLeo comes away with it. Nice play by Brown. Outlet pass to Steele. Jesse waits for the team to join him now. Runs some offense. Under 14 to go first half. Dribbling right at the R at midcourt. Around a screen from Brown, top of the key. Steele, pull up at the foul line. No good off the back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Miles. These two teams have each gone ice cold. As Miles dumps it down low to Stewart. Moves to the basket. Wild shot in the lane. Got it to go and a foul.
I'm interested to see. Both teams kind of had crazy schedules earlier in this week. See how they respond to it. The Hawks out in South Bend, Indiana for a game on Monday. Flew out Sunday. Returned home for 10 a.m. class on Tuesday. The Bronx up early. When we landed from South Bend, you know, the Ryder Bronx had already finished their game at 6 a.m. So getting back on schedule to see how both teams respond.
Yeah, they had already lost their game to Stony Brook, 51-46. Andrew Nicholas back into the contest. Daniel Stewart shooting for a conventional three-point play with 13:23 remaining in the first half. He converts it. 9-6. Ryder now leads. Jalen Palm into the game for the first time. Andrew Nicholas back for Monmouth. Little press here from Ryder. This is that little 1-2-2 Jared mentioned. Monmouth breaks it with a couple of passes. Palm, left-hand dribble. Now top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. Big lineup in for Monmouth. Palm, the shortest guy on the floor. O'Gara shakes free on the baseline, now cut off. Goes left wing to Palm. Cross court, find to Spinella. He'll pump it at 3 and drive right baseline. Spinella, wild take to the basket. He's fouled. It looked as though Daniel Stewart, the one that got him, and it will be a couple of free throws for Steven Spinella.
Good job by Steven Spinella. Caught the ball on the right wing, ripped through, drove, drew the foul.
So you can hear the PA announcer saying it there. Spinella at the line. Stevens averaging about 6.5 points a game. Is 4 out of 5 shooting free throws this year. And he makes the first one. 9-7 Ryder now leads. With 12:56 to go in this first half. Spinella goes 2 of 2, cutting this Ryder lead to a .98. Fortunot comes back in. Daniel Stewart takes a seat. First-year head coach Kevin Baggett was on this Ryder staff for the last couple of years under Tommy Dempsey, getting the head job now. Sadler brings it up into the corner. Lindsay open for 3. In and out. And the rebound came down to Valentine. He tried to save it right to Jalen Palm. 4-on-2 back the other way. Palm is fouled up court. That's Ryder's fifth team foul. And credit the freshman there, Jared, for running it up court. The foul is on Nuruddin Lindsay.
Yeah, good vision by Jalen Palm getting into a passing lane. Kind of a wild, you know, off a rebound, try to outlet pass it, reset things for Ryder. Jalen was able to read it, run down four, draw a foul.
Palm gets it from Spinella on the inbounds, top of the key. 12:35 to go, opening half. Ryder leads Monmouth 9-8. Tyrone O'Gara, loose on the left baseline, will go to Khalil Brown. Top of the key, Spinella. And now hand the palm, O'Gara left wing. Into the corner to Spinella, puts it on the floor into the paint. Good take, kicks it out to O'Gara. He'll now drive. Lefty shot, short, and the rebound of Valentine.
A little bit of a wild shot there, but a good set wear down of Ryder's defense.
Valentine will hand for Miles. Anthony Miles with Nicholas on him. They go to Sadler. They flip it over to Thompson. Top of the key. Miles will go back to Thompson. Down low, 4-0. Moves on Khalil Brown. Shot short. Batted rebound. Jalen Palm comes away with it. Palm behind the back dribble. Will shuffle one over to Spinella in transition. Baggett wanted a walk. Emphatically. As now Monmouth will settle down. Under 12 to go now. Nicholas, quick pull it a three. Top of the key. Right iron. And the rebound to Miles. Sadler into the corner. Three on the way and good for Jonathan Thompson. Monmouth will try to answer back the other way, but before they do that, King Rice will take a 30-second timeout, not waiting for the under 12. So we'll keep it right here. 12-8, Ryder leads Monmouth. 11:25 to go first half.
That was the first three-pointer by either team. They're combined 1-for-13, so, you know, see if they can start heating up from the outside.
Ryder leads Monmouth by 4, 11:25 to go first half. Both teams remain on the floor. The whistle after this timeout will get us our under-12 media timeout, which is a 60-second timeout. And Jared, this game is the first of a, or it continues a road stretch, rather, that MU will travel tomorrow and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday play in Atlanta to finish their coaches versus Cantor classic responsibilities. And big game with an in-state rival to kind of send away the Hawks as they take to the road again.
Yeah, getting today's victory would be a lot of momentum going into the games next week, or this upcoming week, rather. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not easy to play three games in a row.
And Waite back into the contest. Also, Deion Nesmith. Pereira back in for Ryder. Waite on the right wing. Look for a set play here. Nesmith, top of the key. Left wing, it's Palm. They'll find Nicholas on the right wing. Will drive right baseline. Now pull it back out. Dumps it down low, Khalil Brown. Tough catch. But before Khalil can make this shot, he's called for traveling.
Yeah, not a bad call. He, you know, he got it in down low. Shuffled the feet a little bit as he was trying to get to the left side of the rim. Got called for the travel.
That'll get us to our under 12 media. 11:05 to go first half. Ryder leads Monmouth 12-8. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part from our friends at Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and featuring one of the best area ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at Rooney'sOcean.com. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you, courtside at Alumni Gym, where Ryder leads Monmouth 12-8.
Yeah, looking at the stat sheet, very even so far. Like I mentioned before the timeout, both teams struggling from outside shots. Riders 1-for-7 from three-point range, while the Hawks are 0-for-6. But the Hawks control the ball a little bit better. Turnovers are 4-7. The Hawks maintaining the ball. She's getting open looks. She's got to grind it out and get that Rider defense sleeping.
Neither team really burning it up, actually. They have combined to shoot 8 of 28 from the floor. Rider having the better go of it so far. They've hit a 3. Now rebounding Monmouth 13-8, and they lead by 4 points. Ed Waite, Deion Nesmith, Andrew Nicholas, Steele back into the game, and Khalil Brown, the Monmouth 5. Valentine, Miles, Thompson, Pereira, and Fortunat, the 5 in for Ryder. Deion Nesmith steals the inbounds right away. Over to Ed Waite. He'll lay it in.
That's a big play for the Hawks coming out of the timeout.
Monmouth trying to speed Ryder up. The Bronx now break their press. Thompson flips it up court in a hurry. Miles, pull for a deep three. Good!
Quick answer by Ryder right after the Hawks steal.
15-10 Bronx lead, 10:45 to go, first half. Nesmith gets loose on the baseline. His shot is good, 15-12. We're back. This game's starting to get some flow.
We're getting back to that back-and-forth start that we had in the first 4 minutes.
It looks nice when the bat, when the ball goes in the basket, and these two teams are moving quickly. The Bronx lead by three with the basketball. 10-25 first half. Nice little shake and bake from Miles. Nicholas cuts him off. Goes top of the key, Pereira. Into the corner to Valentine. He'll pull a high arcing three. Is good.
3-point goal shot.
Monmouth will try to rush it up court in a hurry. Nesmith has to go to the floor to make a tough catch on a pass from Nesmith. So Dion will take a timeout. 10:09 to go first half. Ryder 18. Monmouth 12. Jared, it seemed as though this game was 6-6 for the longest time. And then like that, these two teams get a little flow back to it.
Yeah, Ryder come down. They have three straight three-pointers in between the timeouts. A couple turnovers. But each team has answered the other team's blow.
Tyrone O'Garrow will check back in for Monmouth. Ryder struggled early from three. They've hit their last couple. They're 3 of 9 from three-point range now. Again, these two teams are starting to find a little more kind of back-and-forth go to this. That's the way they want to play. They want to go up and down the court. They want to get it moving. As Ryder is unchanged. Monmouth with just the one sub. O'Garrow in for Khalil Brown. So not a big lineup right now in for Monmouth, but an athletic and quicker lineup as Nicholas will inbound. Needing a little space as Nicholas and the official have words, and Red kind of gave Miles a little push. I'd say when they designed this gym, they didn't design it with a crowd in mind.
No, not a lot of room on the sidelines. Certainly no room on the baseline either end. Press row down underneath the hoops. The Hawks are shooting out cheerleaders on the opposite side.
Nicholas drives, pulls up for two just inside the elbow, short, and Fortunat pulls down the rebound. Yeah, Jared and I have our own little island table over here on our side. It's kind of nice, except for the fact we're in the crowd. Miles drives, kicks to Valentine, goes back to Miles left wing. 20 on the shot clock. Thompson right wing will drive on Steele, kick it in the corner. Pereira for three. Three in a row for the Bronx. They're up by nine. Steele leads for Nicholas. Monmouth scores in transition. Beautiful catch and finish from Red Nicholas.
Another answer from another punch.
21-14 now the Ryder lead. 9:18 first half. Valentine will pull it another three and bury it.
It's got to be like five in a row for Ryder. They just keep on dribbling to the middle. Dribble penetration, kick out, leaving a wide open three-point opportunity.
And Monmouth's going to have to locate shooters as Ryder has stretched their lead to 10. Nesmith in the right corner. We'll go top of the key to Jesse Steele. Ryder's now 5 out of 11 from three-point range. 8:50 to go first half. Steele with 12 on the shot clock. We'll get into the lane, and he will be fouled. They'll call Miles for the reach-in. That's Ryder's 6th team foul. I believe that's the second foul on Anthony Miles. My mistake is first. Spinella back in. Nesmith will take a seat.
Steven Spinella. In the game of the Bronx, number 3, Jamal Nwanamika.
Next foul against the Bronx. The Hawks will go to the line for the remainder of the half.
Also get our first look at another freshman for Ryder, Jamal Nwanamika, into the contest. Nicholas, top of the key. Steele on the right wing. Pumps it a three, and we'll have a whistle. I don't think the clock started, so they'll have to check that. Only 1 second ticked off of the shot clock. So Ryder leads Monmouth 24-14.
8 minutes, 40 seconds. The shot clock to 30 seconds. 8 minutes, 40 seconds on the game clock. 30 seconds on the shot clock.
You probably heard that, but we'll reiterate. 8:40 to go now, first half. 30 seconds showing on this opening half shot clock. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll take a look around the Northeast Conference scoreboard. We'll also look at first half statistics as well. Ryder back into the zone. Steele top of the key. Spinella pumps in a three on the left wing. Cut off. Tried to flip it out to Steele. Tipped and got it back. Jesse now open for three. Takes the three and misses it. And Tyrone O'Garrow will be called for an over-the-back foul. Monmouth's 6th foul, first half.
Monmouth foul number 14, Tyrone O'Garrow. That's his
kind of a broken play for the Hawks there. He's got a good look. Jesse Steele with a really deep three.
So Ryder will inbound. Full court. Monmouth will pressure full. O'Garrow on the ball. Valentine to inbound. The Bronx with the basketball up by 10. Thompson, again, no relation to Jason and Ryan, who starred here for the Bronx, will cross the timeline. Over to Valentine. We'll go right back to Thompson. Valentine will shake free of O'Garrow. He'll hand off top of the key to Wanamike. Throw left wing Thompson, 15 on the shot clock. Thompson with steal on him. We'll go top of the key, Pereira. Quick catch and shoot for three. Off the window, no good. Ed Waite snatches down the rebound. Ed then tried to double clutch pass to Nicholas, and they're going to call Pereira for a foul. He came up to pressure Nicholas and just got caught wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, Pereira and Nicholas got a little tangled up on the as the Hawks looked to push in transition. Tangled up. Now come out with a 1-1 when we come back.
Ben, the break. We have reached our third timeout of the first half, 7:55 to go. Today's opening period of basketball. Ryder leads Mom at 24-14. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Ryder leads Monmouth 24-14, 7:55 to go first half here at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Jared, the Bronx started slow, but they've really caught fire from three-point range as they now lead by 10.
Started 0-6 from three-point range, now 5 for 12 from behind the three-quarter arc. 9 of 19 from the floor. Really kind of the difference, the 10-point difference that we see on the scoreboard.
Blow past the gas station in the 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco with an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon on the highway. It's the perfect pump fake. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more stats and like us on Facebook at Chevy Tri-State. 24-14, Ryder over Monmouth, 7:55 to go first half. The basketball team tried to complete the Monmouth sweep on the Shore Sports Network today. The football team ended up their season with a 26-21 win over Robert Morris. A thrilling game that our good friends and colleagues Matt Harmon and Greg Viscomi called that we were listening to on the bus ride here. Unfortunately, we missed the end of it, but we had Greg Ott giving us the play-by-play and charades right before we went on to the air here.
Sounded like a very interesting ending to the game, and we've seen plenty of those this year.
Andrew Nicholas, 1-1, hits the first one, cutting the Ryder lead to 9. Yeah, that game was, just to say the least, the last 30 seconds sounded incredibly interesting. I wonder if that one kid waving his hands will distract Nicholas. Hey, went 2 of 2. Better luck next time.
The one kid holding a chicken.
Yeah, but didn't use it. He just kind of was holding it. 24-16, Ryder leads. The Bronx rush it up court in a hurry. Nwana Mika misses a open 2 in transition. Ed Waite gets bumped out of bounds, and they call Ed Waite for being out of bounds. Could have been a foul on Fortinot, but that will go Ryder's way.
Unlucky break for the Hawks. Ed Waite with a strong rebound off that miss, but gets charged with the turnover.
Yeah, looked as though he got pushed. Ryder to inbound under their own basket with 7:47 to go first half. Miles to Nwana Mika. Top of the key, Valentine. No hand for Miles. Steele picks him up on a switch. Valentine shakes loose for 3. Too strong. The rebound comes down to Ed Waite. Outlet pass to Steele. Jesse in a hurry. Wild over the shoulder shot is missed. Nwana Mika pulls it down. Let's go back the other way. Thompson on the left wing. Miles for 3. No good. Rebound 4-0. His putback is no good, but he's fouled. Up tempo action continues. Ed Waite gets called for the foul. His second, Jared. 7:23 to go first half. As fast paced as this game has been, we've only seen 4 fast break points total.
It's pretty amazing, especially those first 4 minutes of the game. Right out of the gate, both teams exchanging fast breaks, layups, shots, getting opportunities really early. Then we seem to go ice cold, and then we're back to that first 4 minute pace again.
4-0, missed the first free throw. I'm assuming our good friend Brian Solomon's all over it over on Stat Crew. He's normally the best in the business. Fortunat goes 0 for 2. So Monmouth down by 8 with the basketball. Subject of a recent feature story here on the Ryder paper on campus. One of the sports info guys at Ryder does a great job along with Bud Folks. Ed Waite, right elbow, right around his defender, and he's fouled going to the basket. Nice strong move from Ed.
Ryder changing up their defense again, going into the zone, forcing the Hawks to go into almost a zone offense. Ed Waite comes up to the foul line, receives the pass, makes a strong move to the hoop on the left hand, draws the foul, and heads to the line.
A couple of freebies coming for Ed as Monmouth continues to try and chip into this Ryder lead. 7:07 to go in the first half. Ed gets the first free throw to go, cutting that lead to 7 back into the game for Ryder as Dara Ndiazuma He'll take out junior Fortinot. Couple of dribbles. Second free throw is no good for Ed. And the rebound comes down to Anthony Miles. The Bronx lead by seven with seven to go in this first half. Nwanamika to Thompson. He drives. He's cut off. Turnaround two. Good.
John Thompson.
John Thompson with the basket. Monmouth breaks this rider press as Nicholas picks up his dribble. Gary Cox into the game to the basket. He loses it. Ndi Azume with the block. Thompson will rush it up court in a hurry now. Nwanamika down to Ndi Azume. Tried to pass it to Thompson, and he made a heck of a catch to keep it from going into the student section. He'll now pull for three, right wing. Oh, he got it. 29-17. Thompson's hot.
Very athletic play by Thompson, reaching up well over his frames to catch that ball, stay in bounds, and then knock down a three.
Monmouth will now be in a half-court set after breaking the press. Gary Cox, right wing. Down low, Ed Waite, and he is fouled by Thompson. He was coming over on a double team, and that foul will be, I believe, Ryder's ninth, so 1-1 for Ed. That foul is Thompson's first, 6:09 to go first half.
Thompson got caught up a little bit, held up in the air, came down on Ed Waite, who returns to the line.
Khalil Brown is going to check in eventually. I think he thinks he's going in for Ed Waite. Turns out he's going in for Tyrone O'Garrow.
I think it's a little confusion if he was shooting two, shooting one and one, allowing the sub to come in as well.
What he looked like was Marla Hooch in A League of Their Own when she was stepping in and out of the box. How about that reference for you on a basketball broadcast? Yeah, that's right. Clean up. Ed Waite, free throw. Gets a nice roll. 29-18, the Rider lead. And again, the Bronx doing it from deep. They've got 6 3-pointers, but Jared MU staying in the game, courtesy of some good shooting at the charity stripe.
Yeah, 6 of 7 before Ed Waite's second free throw. Pretty good early in the game.
Ed, of course the broadcaster jinx happens, misses the second. Loose ball. Nwanamika comes away with it. Ryder up by 11 with the basketball. Thompson brings it up court over to Miles. Baseline drive. His wraparound pass is intercepted by Ed Waite. Ed over to Steele. Jesse with numbers. He's open for three. Deep three for Jesse. Too short. Battered rebound comes down to Thompson.
Interesting shot selection for Jesse Steele. Had people open on the wings, but decided to load up and let it fly.
Thompson picks up his dribble top of the key. They go in the corner. Nwanamika, quick pull for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ndi Azuma. Put back good and one for the Rider big man.
Azuma!
31-18, the Bronx lead before the free throw, and Jared Ryder, well, they're not hitting it from deep. They're all over the glass. They're out rebounding Monmouth right now, 22-12.
Yeah, you know, the Hawks could stay close within the foul shot, but they have to get on the offensive and defensive glass.
Dara Ndi Azuma at the line, shooting one free throw. Ryder up by 13. His free throw is good. It's now 32-18, 5:33 to go first half. Against Notre Dame, MU is out-rebounded 42-24. You expect that against the Irish. Got to do better here against the Bronx as Steven Spinella checks back into the contest. He has it top of the key. We'll go to Red Nicholas on the right wing. Red faces up. Pull up long two is no good. He hits the deck. And the rebound to Ndi Azuma. Thompson will rush it up court. This game close to getting a little out of hand in the first half. 32-18. Turnover almost forced by Monmouth, but Valentine pulls it down. And now they do force a turnover. Cox got his hand on it. Nicholas, long outlet pass. Ed Waite makes a tough catch and keeps it inbounds. He goes over to Spinella with it. Gary Cox pull from the foul line. Good. How about Ed Waite showing that football player he used to be, Jared, with that tough catch?
Yeah, he stayed inbounds. Kept both feet inbounds this time. Found an open Hawk along the elbow and connected.
It was an all-state tight end in Florida showing it there. MU down 12. Miles crosses over on Cox. Red Nicholas ties him up. It'll be MU basketball. 4:34 to go first half.
In the game for the Bronx, number 15.
That's what the Hawks need to do to chip away at this lead. You know, get a bucket, get a defensive stop.
Get our first look at another freshman, Khalil Alford, 6'4 guard off the bench. And into the game. Monmouth down 32-20, under 4.5 to go first half. steal. Pull up for three straight away. Thompson blocked it, but Ed Waite pulls it down. Nice pump fake by Ed. Take to the basket, no good. Spinella rebound. His putback is no good. Out of bounds off of Spinella. It'll be MU basketball. And Coach Rice, Jared, imploring the officials for a call on some of that contact in the post.
Yeah, lots of contact underneath, especially after Steele's shot was blocked. Ed Waite with a strong rebound off the block. Was able to get a good move, but drew a lot of contact, but no call.
You know, Jared, we expected Nuruddin Lindsey to really lead this Rider attack. He's on the bench, and it's been an impressive showing from Thompson and Valentine and other young players. Thompson will hand for Pereira. Spin dribble to the top of the key. Will now go back to right baseline. Strong take. Leaves one behind. Jumper on the way. No good. Back iron. And Nicholas pulls down the rebound. Short outlet pass to Steele. Beautiful bounce pass to Spinella, who was fouled going to the basket. And he'll have two free throws.
Great adjustment by Jesse Steele to catch the ball behind him in transition. Great look. We had a great look at it. Bounce pass to Spinella, who was able to get a lane, draw a foul, and we'll head to the line after the break.
Two free throws for Spinella after the under four media. 3:50 to go first half. Rider 32, Mammoth 20. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for MU basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Hawks fans, get your 2012-13 Mammoth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets, as well as group packages, are available. Call and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game and help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment is just one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or Hawks tickets at mammoth.edu. That's 732-263-5735 or Hawks tickets at mammoth.edu.
3:50 to go, first half of action here at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville. Rider leads Mammoth 32-20 alongside Jared Weiss. I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Mammoth trails their in-state rival Rider. Jared, I've been very impressed not only by Rider's athleticism and their length, but by their shooting from distance. This is a pretty good-looking team.
Yeah, Jonathan Thompson really came alive. Yeah, we entered this game focusing on Lindsey and thinking that Lindsey was going to be the key. We couldn't let him get started. But it really is the surrounding factors that are keeping the Hawks at bay. Thompson and Valentine doing their part to give the Bronx a 12-point lead.
Well, Mammoth's foul shooting has kept them in this game here, and Spinella hits his first. The Hawks are 0 of 9 from 3. And we'll update you on the Mammoth numbers after Spinella's free throw. He hits them both to cut the Rider lead to 10. Jared, the Hawks now 8 of 10 from the foul line.
Need to continue that pace, definitely in the second half, as this game is bound to get closer with the pace we've had.
Get our first look at Christian White into the game for Mammoth. Baseline drive for Miles is a missed shot, but wave off the attempt. It'll be a blocking foul on Red Nicholas.
Yeah, it didn't look like Red Nicholas got set. Might have been in that restricted circle underneath the hoop to cause the blocking foul. Both sides will be shooting two the rest of the way.
So Miles at the line. Rider on top, 32-22. 3:37 to go first half. Makes the first one. Over at the bench, I believe that's Sadler ready to check in again for Miles. Both teams shooting free throws the rest of the way. Miles buries them both. So the freshman from Detroit comes back in. Went to Cody High School. That's a powerhouse in the Detroit Public League. As we near 3.5 to go, MU down 12. White picks up his dribble. O'Garo helps him break the pressure. Spinella's going to make a move and go right to the basket. Tough move by Spinella. His shot missed. Stewart pulls down the rebound.
Hawks getting a good look towards the rim, but throwing up a little awkward shots. Not going to fall.
Alford, right wing, will go top of the key. Thompson, he'll dribble over to the left wing with 24 on the shot clock. Drives and kicks. Three for Alford from the corner. Way off. And Pereira will knock the rebound out of bounds. It'll go back to MU. 3:07 to go.
Dribble penetration kick out is what the Rider offense is based out of, the four out, one in kind of concept. Once it goes in, it's typically not going to come out, but once you dribble penetrate the defense, they're always going to have somebody open in the corner.
Yeah, it looks as though it's all right. You beat your man and then look for an open guy from three, as Mammoth breaks the pressure easily. Spinella, Nicholas catch and shoot it along two, way short. And now Thompson with the rebound. 4-on-2 back the other way for the Bronx. Pereira open for three. Instead goes back to Thompson. He'll now put it on the floor and pick up his dribble. Alford will drive. Kick it into the corner. Pereira for three. No good. DeLeo pulls down the rebound. Max is now going to bring it up floor.
Max had a little spark plug off the bench. Rips down a strong rebound. Sets the Hawks up on offense.
And now we'll go top of the key to Christian White. I'll tell you, Max DeLeo is not tall, but he is the equal of these Rider players as far as athleticism. As he's being checked now by Sadler. They go right wing to Christian White. Top of the key, Nicholas. He'll try another three. This one's no good. MU cannot buy a bucket. Now 0 of 10 from three. Thompson to Sadler. Into the lane. Short two is short. Nicholas pulls it down. Now he runs it up court. Left hand dribble. Nicholas picks up his dribble. Kind of a weird spot. Throws up a wild shot off the backboard and no good. And MU, Jared, just taking bad shots right now. 7 of 30 from the floor.
Yeah, well, we learned that Andrew Nicholas was told by Coach Rice that he's a shooter. He's going to keep shooting. So that's what he's trying to do, get his confidence back a little bit, but at the Hawks' expense.
Now, shooter's got to shoot as we have an offensive foul on Ryder. They're going to call it on Daniel Stewart. So that'll give it back to MU. They trail Ryder by 12. With 105 seconds to go in the first half. Steele and Nesmith back in for Monmouth. Back in for Ryder, Dara and Diazuma. The Bronx lead Monmouth 34-22. Little run here to end the first half would really help Monmouth, who really hasn't shot it well, but they've shot good free throws and they've turned Ryder over a couple times in this first half. Spinella picks up his dribble. We'll go Nesmith top of the key. Dion will dribble over to the right wing. And he tried to go up top to Jesse Steele, but they're going to call Max DeLeo for setting an illegal screen.
Hawks playing ahead of themselves a little bit. Just got to hold their ground a little bit longer, half a second longer, to avoid those calls.
Jamal Nwanamika back into the game. Zedrick Sadler will take a seat. Lindsay still on the bench for Ryder. Does have those two fouls. Thompson top of the key. Corner Pereira, three on the way, no good. And the offensive rebound comes down to Nwanamika. Alford back in the corner. They go down low and Diazuma. Top of the key, Thompson. Cut off by Steele. Pull for two over Jesse, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyrone O'Gara. He'll now hand off to Jesse Steele. Jesse will cross the timeline with under 1 minute to go, first half. Nesmith open for three, takes the three, no good, back iron. DeLeo offensive rebound. Steele pulls it a three. Dribbles into the right corner. They want to go down low to Tyrone O'Gara. And before he can make a move, he'll be called for traveling. And that will give it back to Ryder. The Bronx then, Jared, have a two-for-one if they choose to use it. Sean Valentine comes back in.
Yeah, 35-second shot clock with 45 seconds left. Get a quick opportunity. Get a stop. Two-for-one opportunity like you mentioned.
Monmouth now 0 of 11 from three-point range. About 9.5 seconds, the differential between the game and shot clock. Thompson being guarded by Steele. They'll hand off for Pereira right wing. Nwanamika swings it to Valentine. Now back top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. Pereira right wing. They'll try to move on to Leo. He loses the basketball. It goes off of Max. So Ryder ball, 22 on the game clock, 12 on the shot clock.
Hawks struggling. Obviously, we mentioned the shooting. You know, they're two big shooters. Jesse Steele, 1 for 9. Andrew Nicholas, 2 for 9.
Pereira will pull for three. He's not struggling. That three is good. And Ryder now leads by 15 as we now enter under 10 seconds to go, first half. Steele will cross the timeline.
Ryder in a man-to-man right now.
5 on the clock. Steele will move on Thompson. Leaves one down low, and it goes through the hands of O'Gara. Bad half for the Hawks. 3 seconds left here in this opening half. Valentine to inbound. He'll inbound to Thompson. He'll pull for three just inside a half court. Double pump is no good, but that's about the only three that didn't go for Thompson, Jared. Ryder 7 of 20 from distance in the first half. MU 0 of 11. The Bronx lead 37-22.
Yeah, and we look at the three-point shooting, but that's not the only thing. The rebounds. Ryder 28. Hawks 20. They got to get back on the glass.
Yeah, MU's got to hit some shots here in the second half. They shoot 22% in the first half. Ryder 39% from the floor, including 35% from deep en route to taking this 37-22 lead. What we'll do now is we'll step out. When we bring it back, we'll do out-of-town scoreboard around the Northeast Conference in the top 25. We'll also take a look at first-half statistics, as well as a look ahead to the second half of action. Ryder leads Monmouth 37-22. We step out, a three-minute timeout right here on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.